majority of the African-American publications aren't published on a daily basis. They may come out biweekly, they may come out monthly, and they require the information to be sent to them well ahead of time, at least 2 weeks. All of the news also isn't relevant. That's another misconception. We just think, well, it's in the area, so maybe we should involve them. It may or may not pertain to the relevancy of the market that the African-American is representing. A third one is that African-American media may not always be willing to promote certain events pro bono, especially if there are media opportunities there for advertising placements. So what we want to always make sure is that we're connecting with our audiences, we're providing the materials and information in a very appropriate way and manner, and that we're engaging the African-American media as best as we possibly can.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Demonica Fly, and we're pleased to have Mrs. Bernadette Morris, the CEO of Black PR, on our show this evening. And we're here to kick it off for the Women's Month Virtual Women's Conference. Welcome, Mrs. Morris. How are you this evening?
I'm just fine. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
We're honored to have you here this evening. I see you've been doing quite a lot of phenomenal things here. Tell our audience about your company and a little bit about yourself.
Alrighty, that sounds great. Well, I am the CEO of Black PR Wire, and that is a newswire distribution company. We've been around now for 21 years. How crazy is that? And
wow.
We are a leading news service company where we share information of activities, events, projects, initiatives, entrepreneurship, business initiatives for people of color to people of color throughout our country. We work with a number of partners, black publishers, black radio station owners, I mean all over the country, as well as black businesses and organizations. And we continue to share this news and get it out and get it published and get it broadcast throughout our nation and beyond.
Wow, that is wonderful. You know, let's talk about the upcoming event in March and what are some of the highlights.
So thank you for asking. You know, March is an important month for all of us, especially us sisters.
Yes.
It's Women's History Month, and we've partnered, obviously, to create Sisters Who Succeed. And this is going to be a webinar now in our third year, actually, showcasing the great contributions and the work of women, particularly of women of color throughout our country. It's going to have a wonderful dynamic lineup of some key female leaders who have businesses, who have started up amazing organizations and activities, and are doing just really exciting and dynamic things. They're going to provide us with their story, tell us a little bit about their hardships, about their challenges, and how they still overcame those obstacles to rise to the top of their pinnacle of success. So it's going to be dynamic. We're going to hear a number of stories from some wonderful women throughout the country, and they're going to tell us what they did to make it happen for them.
Oh, wow. You know, and I'm excited about that, and especially to hear about the women with their hardships and being able to overcome all the obstacles that has came into their life. One second. We're going to take a short pause for the cause with one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back here. You're listening to WAMRDB, the women's station, with the one and only
Black people.
Black people.
Black people.
Black people.
Black people. Times are changing. Or are they?
In the wake of civil unrest, Hollywood told black people they would change. And maybe they will. But what have they done?
Thankfully, the world around Hollywood and the content that shapes it is changing. Gatekeepers don't matter. Distribution is free.
Black kings and queens of content are telling media moguls,
I'm doing it my way.
And the highest paid person in television is a black woman.
So forget what the establishment says that they're going to do for us.
Black storytellers are taking what's theirs.
Let's take it together. At Black OTV, we're creating spaces for black writers, directors, actors, actresses, and most importantly, black audiences.
And we're doing it for a new generation of creators and consumers who want their content fresh, targeted, and streamed.
At Black Oak TV, when Hollywood tells us we get one black show every few months, still we stream all black shows all the time.
And when the Academy is again trending for Oscars so white, still we stream award-winning performances.
And when you can't believe your favorite black YouTuber, TikToker, or indie filmmaker didn't get that TV deal,
still we wrote the goddamn check.
So forget the establishment.
Forget what they promised.
Forget what they did.
At Black Oak TV, we're helping creators do more, say more, get more.
And for black viewers, it means you see more of yourself.
Black Oak TV, still, we stream.
Welcome back. I'm DeMonica Fly with WAMRDB, the women's station. Tonight we have the one and only Mrs. Morris on the line, Bernadette Morris from Black PR Wire. While listening to everything that you've done for the women, for sisters to succeed, what an honor. How do you feel, to overcome the pandemic? You're making things happen. How has it impacted Black PR Wire?
Well, we have been able to share the story. We hear the different obstacles that particularly women-owned businesses are having and people of color are experiencing. We're sharing this story. We're hopefully getting additional business to them, getting news and information to them, finding ways to help and provide services to and for them, and also showcasing what our sisters are doing across the country. You know, it's making money and bringing in the resources, clearly an important thing. We need it for our own sustainability and livelihood, but helping others is also critically important. And you'd be amazed at the number of women who have gone out from cooking to providing materials that people will need to helping people just get back on their feet after the devastation caused from COVID, caused from this the climate changes that we're experiencing as well. So Black PR Wire is that vehicle to share this information, to provide the service and support, and also to be that network to connect the women together and to connect people together so that you realize and know you are not alone in the struggle and in things that we're going through as a result of things that are literally out of our control. I don't think any of us would have wished COVID on our worst enemy, right? But now that it's here, we have to deal with it. We have to help one another and help us overcome this global pandemic and major challenge to our businesses and in our lives.
Yes. Now, how can people contribute, and when will registration start for this event?
We are for the Sisters Who Succeed webinar. We are in the midst of compiling and putting together our entire registration package, as well as listing some of our dynamic speakers that are going to be participating with us. That is going to be rolling out in early March, because this event is happening toward the latter part of March, and I know it's right around the corner, so we're super excited. People will be able to register via the website, the Black PR Wire website, as well as our Facebook page. So we'll be sending that out and posting it up, and I hope people will have an opportunity to go to our Facebook page and check it out at Black PR Wire, and you'll have an opportunity to sign up and participate in it that way.
That's great, and we're excited. We can't wait for that to come about. And once again, listeners, you're listening to Miss Bernadette Morris from Black PR Wire in regards to an honor of the Women's History Month. Thank you for listening. We're closing up. We're going to be closing up shortly, and we're going to turn things over to our sponsors. Once again, you're listening to WAMRDB, the Woman's Station, the new look and feel of radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. Or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Demonica Fly, and we have Mrs. Bernadette Morrison from Black PR Wire. We'd like to thank you for coming on to the show. And please let us know, Mrs. Morris, when is the webinar, when can they get started, and what days?
The webinar is taking place on Wednesday, March 24th, 2021, from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is free and open to the public, and you will be able to register starting this upcoming week on our Facebook page. And feel free to call us at Black PR Wire, and that number is 1-877-BLACK-PR for more information and details, and we are so excited to have you there.
Hey everyone, welcome to Thriving Online. I'm your host, Joseph Ellick, and for Black History Month, what more fitting place to be than here at Florida Moore University, the only HBCU in South Florida. We're going to go around and ask all these community people about their inspirations for Black history.
Now, what historical figure like Martin Luther King or Frederick Douglass, who stands out the most to be a key pivotal person in our community?
Definitely MLK, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, as a kid, I idolized this man, and I memorized his speeches and everything else, and I wanted to become him as a kid. And what he stood for and what he fought for us, and he was willing to put himself into danger, and eventually he did in Memphis. And so he is someone I've always strived to be like, and I idolize to this day. It's definitely Dr. MLK.
Paul Robeson, just what he was able to do in terms of acting and activism. And here's the thing, if you know the thing that you love would be snatched away because of what you believe in, what you're willing to fight for, that to me is everything. So Paul Robeson embodies all of that, was blackballed. He's just absolutely everything, and he is the epitome of standing up for what you believe in.
Definitely Carter G. Woodson, who's the father of Black history. You know, he started Negro History Week, and it grew. And I like the fact that he talked about, you know, Black history being important because Black people were historically told that you weren't a part of creating history, that you were just observers, you know? So you're like the world's children, innocent children, just watching history be made. And he was like, no, that's not the case. We were the architects. We did these wonderful things.
Black History Month, we have so many people who inspired me, you, but who was your inspiration that today you still hold on to become the person you came today?
My mother. And that's an easy one. And I know we're celebrating Black History Month, but she's a strong Black woman. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for her and what she instilled in me as a single parent. So it's my mother. And when you look at the history, you look at how many strong black women that we have, a lot of us wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them. And that includes my mother.
Probably Malcolm X. Only because he talked about sort of isolating problems and solving those problems in a very, you know, isolated sense. You know, if you have a child that's acting out, you know, you have to remove that child from the group. Yeah. If you have a sickness and you need to do something, like your, you know, your body is, your hand is sick or, you know, it's harmed and you need to go to the hospital and you need to get it treated, this hand's not going to go like, oh, you're paying more attention to this hand. It's one body. And I think that when I look at our people historically, we're that hand that's been, you know, hammered as a part of the human body. And so Malcolm X simply was saying, you have to be the doctor to that hand.
There are some wonderful people in the world of theater that are doing things. Regina King just got the Golden Globe for BLC Could Talk, but she's been doing this since she was little. She's making history. You got people like Viola Davis. Clearly, I like theater and I'm in theater, right? She's making black history. The dancer, the black ballerina, it will come to it. But she's absolutely making history. One of the first black principal dancers for the American Ballet Theater in New York. It's just what I want us to do is continue to do that so that it's not the first black anymore. That it's just part of American history.